Hey, folks, we are back at the 2024 Business Expo at the Braselton Civic Center. I have with me Stephanie Jodecki. Stephanie, welcome.
Jodecki.
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 It's the way it's spelled.
Thanks, Tom. It's great to be here.
You are a realtor, are you not?
I am a realtor.
Sun Realty? Sun Realty Group. Sun Realty.
Yeah, Sun Realty.
Two syllables or three syllables? Realtor. Realtor?
Realtor.
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 Three syllables.
Realtor.
Two syllables. Yeah, two syllables.
Realtor.
Yeah.
That is a trademarked title. Not title.
It is a trademarked title
name.
That we take very seriously.
Yes.
There's a code of ethics that you need to follow.
And they will sue people over that.
All kinds of stuff. Yeah,
I'm
serious. Protected classes.
There's a whole story. We won't go into it right now, how I know about that. But anyway.
Oh, okay.
I never got sued, but I was warned.
Thank God.
I was warned. No, okay. They take it very seriously.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Realtor.
Yep.
And you are one of those, officially.
I am, and I'm proud to be in our business. It's
because you're darn
a fun
good
ride.
At it, right?
Thank you. Yeah.
Talk about realtor, because we're defining between realtor and a real estate agent.
Yes.
So there is a difference for those that are uneducated that don't know. There is a difference.
Yes, you have to. If you're a realtor, registered trademark, you follow a set of ethics and guidelines and whatnot that you have to abide by. So
it's like bourbon and whiskey. All bourbon is whiskey, but not all whiskey is bourbon. Bourbon being the finer spirit.
Even Stephanie's like,
Stephanie is the finer spirit of real estate agents.
There you go.
I'll bring it back to you. Don't worry.
So anyone who gets their license, they're just a real estate agent.
Correct.
But you're a level above.
Yeah, you have to.
She meets a criteria.
It's an industry standard. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different type of criteria.
I'm telling you, she's good.
Well, and you have to pay. You also pay for that.
Well, I was going to leave that out.
Okay.
I was going to leave that
okay.
out.
Okay. Let's cut that.
That's not the only criteria. I send the guy $35 once a year. He gives me this title. It's awesome. No, not us. I got to ask. I always ask my realtor friends and real estate friends, how's the market?
The market's great. Why do you ask?
I'm just always curious.
Oh, yeah. No, it's awesome. You know, we've got right now in our industry, it's kind of can be challenging because we're heading into what a lot of people mistake as kind of a down season. When you head into the fall and winter months, people start kind of the inventory kind of drops off a little bit because people think, oh, nobody's out buying houses and doing that kind of thing when the holidays run around. And
right.
There's some of that.
Yeah.
But honestly, Tom, it's like there's certain circumstances in most cases people have to move.
If you need a house, you need a house.
You have to move or they want to move. They're ready to downsize, or they're ready to take advantage of what, interest rates or whatnot. If you're a first-time home buyer, the interest rates historically, if you look at them, they're somewhat low right now, which
lower than they recently have been.
Yeah, recently.
Yeah.
But at any rate, no, it's always a good time to be thinking about real estate, whether you're an investor or,
Now, what areas do you quote unquote specialize in? What's
That's
your
funny.
Sweet? Is there a sweet spot?
Yeah.
State of Georgia, obviously.
Do you want the honest answer?
I always want the honest answer.
I'll go where the money is.
Hey, you got to.
Within reason.
But why would you not?
Let's be honest.
Why would you not?
Let's be honest. Well, I mean, for example, the reason I would not is if it really is not in my wheelhouse. I know great real estate agents that can do a better job if they're working in, a different market, like maybe east of Atlanta or somewhere else,
Well, that's not your sweet spot.
It's just not, and I'm not going to fake it because that doesn't do anybody good, right? I mean, so.
You specialize in residential.
Residential, and I work with, and my broker firm with Sun Realty Group. We do some commercial and land deals
raw
and stuff
land.
Like that. But me, myself, personally, my wheelhouse is residential.
I gotcha.
In Gwinnett, North Gwinnett, Jackson Hall, Barrow, those areas.
Fastest growing areas in the nation.
Yeah.
Keep you busy.
Definitely in the state, for
oh,
sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How do folks get a hold of you?
You know what? In this day and age, people will know more about me before I even talk to them because they've looked me up either.
They stalk you.
In Facebook or Instagram or straight up Google search it. We are, our website is sunrealtyga.com. And then I'm also on Instagram, Facebook. So Stephanie nice. Jodecky.
I'd like to ask, because there are so many, everybody knows somebody who's in real estate.
Of course.
Their friend got their license now.
Yes.
Why should I not use my brother-in-law or my ex-sister-in-law or my friend down the street? What is it that makes Stephanie and Sun Realty different?
Well, I think what our approach to working with people are is it's a relationship-based approach. And that sounds like really cliche, right? But no, a lot of the people that I have represent or worked with are people that I've known for a really long time. And I got to be honest with you, a lot of my, it's funny, the people closest to you sometimes forget that you, what you do for a living. So I've worked more with other people, like friends and neighbors, than I do my own family.
That's funny.
I know that sounds crazy. I'm just being honest. But no, we just take a relationship approach to it, and knowing that's the most important thing, because at the end of the day, it's, I never get attached to any outcomes. You've got to really know what the person wants and needs for their life and their life goals before you can really help them.
For that person looking to sell their house, what advice would you give them? What do they need to do to get the house ready to make your job easier, but also for them to get better offers and quicker offers? What should they do to kind of make the house more attractive?
That's simple. There's two things I tell people. Okay. Number one, price. Price the market. Ask multiple agents. Ask, look at the market. Don't just look at Zillow, because Zillow has a whole other formula that you and I can never figure out, we'll never figure out. Look, you know, ask multiple real estate professionals, you know, for their price opinion. And then the second thing is, I would say, so price is number one. Second thing I would say is condition. And what do I mean by that? It is not just like, how updated is your kitchen? No, that's not what I'm talking about. That's important, yes. But I mean, really it is, you know, get the home ready to sell. Get rid of all the stuff. You're going to have to move it anyway. You know, declutter. Look at the curb appeal outside. That's the cheapest thing you can fix, is get the grass mowed and edged and do all that good stuff for the outside of the house, because you're going to net a higher dollar. If you spend, for every $10 you spend, you might net $1,000 more on the sale of the house. You got to keep that in mind when you're moving forward. So you just kind of really need to get your hands around those two things, price and condition.
Good advice.
Great advice. Stephanie, thank you for coming over.
Thank you, Tom.
It's
been my pleasure.
I warned you it'd be fun.
Can I ask one last question?
Oh, wow. See, you know, when you turn his mic on.
You may have to edit this in now. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's okay.
We have neighbors near us that are doing house sale by owner.
Yes.
Why would you recommend that folks not try to sell their own house, and that they use, whether it's you or somebody else, they use a realtor?
There's a simple answer to that. They really need to be well-versed in a contract. You know, a contract could be an offer on a napkin somebody can write out. That's technically in writing, which is completely enforceable, by the way, in the state of Georgia. Being well-versed and being protecting themselves and protecting all parties in the transaction is really what part of my job is as a real estate professional. So that's why we use those forms, and it's important to have that guidance.
Well, Stephanie, mm-hmm. Thank you for coming over.
Thanks.
It was fun. It feels like we already said this.
I know. It's nice to meet you.
Nice job. Nice job. Folks, we'll be back.